It's dude time. The man with the words. Our honorary president. Journalist. Author. Top geezer. You ready, George? Mr. Mumbia!
Thank you all for coming. The denial of climate change has gone through four stages already. I'll start that again because the mic was off. The denial of climate change has gone through four stages. At first, these people, sponsored by Exxon and curiously, as we now discover, by the tobacco company Philip Morris, told us that it wasn't taking place. It was a fraud, a scam, cooked up by an anti-business, anti-American conspiracy. Then they admitted that, okay, climate change is happening. But it's a good thing, not a bad thing. We can grow grapes in Yorkshire and have Mediterranean holidays in Southend. Then they admitted, okay, climate change is happening and it's a bad thing. But they said it would cost more to do anything about it than it would cost to live with. Well, that argument has now been blown out of the water, but it is not the final argument. Instantly, they switched over to denial number four, which is that, okay, climate change is happening. It's a bad thing, not a good thing. It would cost more to try to live with it than it would cost to try to deal with it. But it's those damn Chinese who are causing the problem. And we have here, ladies and gentlemen, yet another manifestation of the yellow peril. These Chinese will sink the planet. They will destroy everything that we are trying to do. Forgetting, perhaps, that while the average emission of carbon dioxide in the United Kingdom is 9.5 tons per person per year, in China it is 2.7. Forgetting, perhaps, that in China there are at least as many efforts towards renewable energy and other carbon-saving technologies as there are here. But it's true that at the moment every nation is using every other nation as its excuse for inaction. Everyone is pointing to everyone else to say, it can't be done because of that lot. And that lot are pointing to us and saying, it can't be done because of that lot. But let me tell you, there are people like me talking to people like you in every country which we are currently using as our excuse. And in every country around the world there are people saying, if only we can mobilise together as a planet, we can defeat runaway climate change. But the deniers of climate change are not finished yet. And it is my prediction, I think not a very hard prediction to make, that they are about to move over to stage five of denial. And this is to say, okay, climate change is happening. It's a bad thing, not a good thing. It would cost more to try to live with it than to do something about it, and it's not just those damn Chinese. But it is now too late. That is what they're going to throw at us next. And that, potentially, is the most devastating argument of all. Now let me tell you that this argument has been presaged, the argument that the Exxon-sponsored deniers will use, by some among us. And I've been astonished and horrified to see how among many of the people I've met as I've been around the country over the past few weeks, have switched smoothly from one position to another. First they were saying, well, it's not such a big deal, do we really have to do anything about it? And without any transitional stage in between, they've gone over to saying, it's too late, we can't do anything about it. And in both cases we see a complete abnegation of the moral responsibility to take action to prevent runaway climate change. And any environmentalist who collaborates in this project of trying to persuade us that it is now too late Whatever his or her intention might have been, are de facto collaborating with the great and final argument of the climate change deniers. Our task is to demonstrate that it is not too late. Now, I believe that I've shown through technological and economic measures how this extraordinary target, this necessary target of a 90% cut by 2030 can be achieved. But I have not demonstrated how it could be done politically. And the reason that I have not done so is because it's not up to me to demonstrate that. It is up to you. It is up to you to demonstrate it, not through argument and discussion and debate. The time for that is now over. We know that climate change is happening. We know it will be devastating. We know that runaway climate change has to be stopped. You must demonstrate this through action and action alone. The moral responsibility of everyone who is standing here now is to show that it is not too late by forcing those who govern us to take the action which will ensure that it is not too late. And you do that by mobilisation, mobilisation and mobilisation. It starts today, but it does not end today. It carries on every day of this year, every day of next year, every day of the next 24 years, between now and 2030, until we have achieved that 90% cut and introduced a high chance of preventing runaway climate change. I'm not asking you to give up your jobs or your family lives or many of the other things that are important to you, but I am asking you to give up watching TV. And I'm asking you to spend the time, well, there are several good reasons for asking it, but I'm asking you to spend that time making climate change the top political priority, not for the Labour Party or the Conservative Party or the Lib Dems or the Greens, for all of those parties and for everybody in and out of party politics. To put it right at the top of everybody's agenda and to create an atmosphere in this country and says, we do not stop. We do not stop until that 90% cut has been achieved. And anyone who stands in the way of that cut stands in the way of the last great hope for humanity. That last great hope, ladies and gentlemen, is standing in front of me. Thank you very much.